The epistle to be read today for the third Sunday of Lent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, be ye followers of God as most dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath delivered us himself for us, an oblation and a sacrifice to God for an odor of sweetness. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not so much be as named among you, as becoming the saints, nor obscenity, nor foolish talking, nor scurrility, which is to no purpose, but rather giving of thanks. For now ye know ye this, and understand that no fornicator, nor unclean, nor covetous person, which is a serving of idols, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the children of unbelief. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for you were heretofore darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes were in admiration at it. But some of them said, he casted out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And others, tempting, asked of him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that through Beelzebub I cast out devils. Now I cast out devils by Beelzebub. By whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his court, those things that which he possesseth are in peace. But if a stronger than he come upon him and overcome him, he will take away all his armor wherein he trusted, and will distribute his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through places without water seeking rest, and not finding it, he saith, I will return into my house whence I come out. And when he is come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and entering in they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he said to them, go to Joseph and do all that he shall say to you. These words are taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 41. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The holy religious Cecilia de Portora one day went on a pilgrimage with some of her fellow sisters. They went to a shrine consecrated to the Mother of God. Having finished their devotions, the good sisters proceeded to the harbor in order to catch a boat and to take it to their home city. But when they arrived, they found that their ship had just set sail. They were now all alone in a strange place. Evening had come, and it was beginning to get dark. Many of the poor sisters were worried and frightened. Sister Cecilia, however, remained calm and collected. Immediately, she had recourse to Saint Joseph. She was his client and knew he would come to their assistance. She commended herself and her sisters to his fatherly care and protection, and her hopes were not in vain. Suddenly there appeared on the scene a venerable old man accompanied by a most charming youth. This distinguished old man offered to be their guide, and the young man took charge of their baggages. Thus escorted, they arrived happily at Palermo. As they went to express their gratitude to their kind guides, both of them instantly vanished before their sight. These sisters had no doubt in their minds that their benefactors were the glorious Saint Joseph and an angel who carried their bags. Now, Saint Joseph is the greatest saint after Our Lady. His dignity is the greatest after the Divine Maternity. Our Lady, the Mother of God, alone surpassed the dignity of his calling. Now, the dignity of Saint Joseph springs from the missions and duties given to him by God. God chose Saint Joseph to be the head of the Holy Family. God made him the master of his house and ruler of all his possessions. The Holy Patriarch was the spouse and husband of Mary. From all eternity, God chose him to be the husband of the Mother of God. And as Pope Leo XIII points out, Saint Joseph was united to the Blessed Virgin by the ties of marriage. And since marriage is the most intimate of all unions, and from its essence, all gifts are shared between those that are joined together by marriage. Thus, in giving Saint Joseph the Blessed Virgin as spouse, continues the Pope, God appointed him to be not only her life's companion, but also, by virtue of the marriage bond, a participator in her sublime dignity. Thus, Saint Joseph was chosen by God from all eternity to be his legal father, to be his nourisher and provider. He was to work and support the Holy Family, and thus, in all respects, to be the father of the Son of God. And that is why Mary could say to her son, when she found him in the temple, "Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing." Saint Joseph was also the guardian of the Holy Family. Imagine that. God chose him to protect his son and the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was to guard them and look after them. And that is why God sent the angel to Saint Joseph to warn the Holy Family that the Christ child's life was in danger. The angel told Saint Joseph that Herod was looking for them and wanted to kill the Christ child. So Saint Joseph, true to his calling, took Our Lady and the Christ child and fled into a foreign city of Egypt. So having thus exalted him, God wishes us to honor him and to confide in him. "Go to Joseph," he seems to say, "and do all that he shall say to you." My dear faithful, this past week we celebrated the Feast of Saint Joseph on March 19th. In fact, this entire month of March is dedicated to this glorious saint. And so we should then renew our confidence in this great saint and patron of the universal church. We ought to have the same faith and devotion as the holy religious Cecilia did in the story. We should be full of confidence in him, since after Our Lady, he is the greatest intercessor that we have in heaven, on account of his dignity and sanctity. And be the patron of the universal church, he loves us as a father. But most of all, to show that we are truly devoted to him, we ought to imitate him. We should follow his example in fulfilling all God wills for us. For by imitation, we show that we are truly devoted and that we truly love him. Like a child who loves his father, he will copy and follow all his movements. The child will imitate him and even try to speak like him. Now, in order for us to imitate Saint Joseph, we must first know of him and learn more about him. Now, in the Gospels, we are told little about Saint Joseph. But even though little is said about him, we can gather and determine much about his life and his character. We know that he was a carpenter, and knowing his trade can tell us much. Don't we do the same thing nowadays? When we introduce someone or talk about them, we usually describe, first of all, by saying what that person does for a living. And in knowing this, we gather much about that person. And so Saint Joseph was a humble carpenter and had to work and sweat in his wood shop every day. He had to patiently deal with customers, for we can be sure that there were some who were happy with his work, but others who were irritated or just generally unhappy people. And he did these things to support and provide for his family. Also, when trying to learn more about Saint Joseph, we can look at how he acted in certain situations. For example, how he acted when the angel told him that Herod was looking for them and trying to kill his son, and that they must go to a foreign country. What did Saint Joseph do? He immediately fulfilled God's will and left for Egypt. Now, Saint Joseph did nothing extraordinary in his lifetime, but what he did extraordinarily well. He fulfilled God's will for him as the foster father of the Son of God and a simple carpenter. And so much so that when our Lord began his public life, the people were shocked and amazed at his knowledge and his holy works. They simply said, "Is not this the son of the carpenter?" And thus it was, by his daily routine jobs and the care with which he did them, that Saint Joseph knew he was doing God's will. And that is what made him the great saint that he is. And so we ought to imitate him in order to become saints like him. And we can do this by fulfilling your day-to-day tasks as faithfully as did Saint Joseph. With his many virtues, Saint Joseph is a great model for all of us. For he shows us how to live as head of the Holy Family. He was a quiet, devoted, kind, and loving husband, and he was a prudent, watchful, and self-sacrificing father. As a carpenter and a day laborer, he was a hard worker, and he was conscientious, trustworthy, and diligent. But the one principle that ruled all that he did was fulfilling God's will, which was made known to him in the normal occurrences of everyday life. And so we can also sanctify our daily work just as he did. We don't have to do anything extraordinary. Just our daily work, when done in the right spirit, can itself be very sanctifying. The world today seeks only to enrich themselves by their work and labor. They rush throughout life full of anxiety and worry, and all for some earthly gain that will soon perish. We, however, as Catholics, must have a holier and greater notion of our daily work. And instead of being a hindrance, we can use these necessary duties to help us gain our eternal salvation. In fact, it is one of the most powerful means that God in His mercy has given to us to help us get to heaven. And it is by the motive and manner in which we do our daily work that makes it so meritorious. And so first, our motive in our daily occupations ought to be to please Almighty God. Yes, we must provide for our families, but put God first, and He surely will provide for you. We must be on our guard not to follow the way of the world and to seek money and worldly gain. If our work is not directed to God, we work in vain, whether it be spiritually or in temporal affairs. The true Catholic believes firmly that God has called him to his present position and state. He knows that he can only please God by faithfully and conscientiously employing everything he has to his daily work. God has commanded us to earn our daily bread in the sweat of our brow. Of course, we must perform our work well and honestly. For the good Catholic laborer works cheerfully and looks upon the hardships of work as a means to practice patience and to atone for his sins. No matter how hard work is, the good laborer remains cheerful and completes each task given to him. And this is the true secret to sanctifying our work. The Catholic does his work in the world, but not for the world. Work is done not because we must do it, but because God wills it. For the will of God is our sanctification. And this was Saint Joseph's way and the motive for all he did. And so it must be our way in all that we do throughout life. Let us then, my dear faithful, learn from Saint Joseph. Let us be exact and diligent in our daily duties, and be cheerful even in the midst of hardships of daily life. When difficulties arise, go to Saint Joseph, the Church tells us, and he will assist us. He will help you get through the hard times, whether it be trying situations at work or at home, or some financial difficulty. Let us imitate Saint Joseph and honor him by doing our work just as he did, because it is God's will for you. If we are his devoted children, Saint Joseph will never let our prayers go unheard, just as he assisted the sisters in the story. As soon as there was any trouble, the Holy Sister Cecilia turned to Saint Joseph, and immediately he came to their aid. And remember, my dear faithful, to be like Saint Joseph and the great saint that he is. As Saint Francis de Sales says, all that is necessary is to fulfill the duties and offices which our condition and state of life oblige us to perform, and to accomplish them well, and only for the honor and love of God. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.